Now, the other trial that you mentioned was the study presented at ASCO looking at interferon and bevacizumab. Can you talk about the background to that study in terms of what had been done before and what exactly they looked at?
This was interferon versus interferon plus bevacizumab, and it was placebo-controlled. The European study was placebo-controlled. And, you know, I think the background was that interferon is the most widely used drug for renal cell in Europe, and bevacizumab was shown at the NCI to have major growth inhibitory effects in renal cell in a phase 2 study, such that patients had some tumor shrinkage, mostly not 50% shrinkage, but stabilization for months to years. And there were people on that study that were out 2 years with no progression of disease that had been progressing. So the idea was that an immunotherapy, and actually interferon has some anti-angiogenesis effects as well, usually at very low dose, but nevertheless, that's been demonstrated for years on both, you know, hemangiomas, but also on tumor neode vascularization. So it was thought that there might be a synergy in terms of anti-angiogenesis effect, or just a typical oncology, let's combine two drugs that have activity in this disease and see what happens. So that was the rationale. And the complicated part of that study and our own United States study is that we did not have a bevacizumab alone arm. So nobody can really tell how much is the combination and how much would be bevacizumab alone. But the fact of the matter is there was a major improvement in response, not just in progression-free survival or overall survival, but actually there was a response rate of almost 30% by investigator assessment, which is not typical of interferon and was not typical of bevacizumab alone. So I think the thought is that there, in fact, may be some synergy here that we're going to have to address.